Owing to the enormous cost of making the mask set for some chips, we need to check that they're correct before we actually make them. And there are two techniques for that, really. One is simulation, and the other is formal methods to prove that they're correct. Now, for simulation on a digital computer, we need to quantize the real system because the real system will have voltages and currents, temperatures, and so on, all of which are continuous variables, and these vary over time. Time is also continuous. So we need to quantize both time and the quantities. There are, broadly speaking, two approaches to simulation, which I've listed here. Finite element simulation, which is where we'll have a fixed time step, and we'll also quantize the physical system into fixed size units on a two-dimensional or three-dimensional grid, as illustrated in this rather snazzy picture of some sort of manifold junction in a pipe system. And the other, which is more important for us in this course, is event-driven simulation, which is where the system itself is probably already quantized nicely for us into individual components, such as logic gates with nice binary values on their inputs and outputs, one or zero, or perhaps uncertain or high impedance. And the time steps are not uniformly spaced. The time steps of interest vary a lot, and hence we'll have an event-driven simulation rather than a fixed time step simulation. So, sticking with the finite element simulation just a second longer, here we see an illustration of some sort of transmission line with resistance and capacitance per unit length. We take an elemental length, delta L, and from that we can work out the difference equations of how the voltage and current and so on will change in a unit time step, delta T, which we've also chosen in advance. And we do a numerical solution of the differential equations involved. If it was an inductor, at larger scales than chips certainly have significant inductance, so that needs to be thrown in when we're modeling a chip. Typically, the inductance is not a significant issue on short wires on a chip. So just resistance and capacitance is going to give us a reasonably accurate model until we start looking at crosstalk between adjacent wires and that sort of thing, perhaps. Later on, we'll talk about the resistor capacitance model of delay when we're doing simulation in discrete event simulation and how we plug that in. For this discrete element simulation, which is widely used in physical, structural engineering, and so on, in essence, the time steps and quantization steps are kept constant, although there are simulators like SPICE, which is used for simulating electrical circuits with diodes and transistors in the analog domain, and these are highly nonlinear. And so, in simulations like that, we'll want to adapt dynamically the time step so that when we get to a sharp corner in the behavior, as a diode starts to conduct or something, we'll have multiple time steps in there. That's the principle of SPICE. It's a simulation with dynamic time step. And SPICE is used for analog simulation very widely. Next slide.